Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. How are ya? Welcome to another edition of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac Bruce, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing well, Doc, man. Hope all is well with you, man. Excited about another week, another opportunity to right some wrongs, man. I mean, go back and we've been back into the lab. Hopefully these guys corrected the mistakes and hopefully our Rams get ready for a spectacular showing on the national television again, man. So I'm doing well. I'm excited about that.
Now, I'm happy that we're getting ready to play again, but I don't know how excited I am because of how horribly we played on Sunday night, man. Sunday night football against division rival San Francisco 49ers. We're not going to touch on it again, man, because we talked about it earlier this week, man. The Rams came out and laid a dud in their first division game against our rival, our hated rival, the 49ers, losing 24-16. But this week we move on, bro. We take on the Chicago Bears, a very good Chicago Bears squad. They're coming into this ball game 5-1, man, coming off a game where they beat the Panthers 23-16, almost the same score that we had. You just flip it and take away a point. But we got to face a Bears squad this week, man, that isn't flashy, but great defense, man. And we're going to have some problems. Now, we got a problem, child, that we have to deal with when we see cats out to deal with when they see us and Aaron Donald. But they definitely have a problem, man, and grown man Khalil Mack, man. And, bro, just like people have to answer for AD, you got to answer for K-Mack, man. So this is going to be a huge test for us.
Well, definitely one of those bounce-back games where we need to show up and really show out and just really rectify the way that we play. I mean, we talk constantly about the roller coaster this NFL season is and how you have opportunity after opportunity to either right or wrong, or just come out and just have a better showing. I feel like Coach Nagy and Chuck Pagano has the Chicago Bears flying around. So this is a great opportunity for us, man. We got a team that's rolling, coming into town that's rolling pretty good. They have some significant wins. They defeated the Buccaneers led by Tom Brady and those boys. So had those guys come in here on our turf, another NFC opponent, this could go a long ways as far as seeding, as far as playoff runs. And it is not out of bounds to start thinking about that because you have two great teams that are going against each other Monday night on the big tube where everybody will be watching. So they have some players on their team as well, man. Some guys that we have to really look out for. Khalil Mack leading the charge. And I think it's a great matchup and a great opportunity for the Los Angeles Rams to get back on the path of winning football.
And looking at this ball game, man, you know, when people look at the two teams, they may immediately say without looking at the numbers, they'd be like, okay, the Rams are kind of led by their offense and the Bears are led by their defense. But if you look at it, brother, Rams are pretty much led by the defense right now because our defense is playing extremely well. The Bears' defense is playing extremely well. And when you look at the numbers, man, we got the fifth best defense in the league when it comes to points allowed per game, only allowing 19 points a game. And the Bears are right there at seventh, allowing 19.3 points a game. And when you talk about total yards allowed a game, we're giving up 318, which is fourth. The Bears giving up 337 a game, which is seventh. And it's kind of flip-flop, man. You know, we would think that the Rams, man, and Sean McVay and this great offensive scheme, man, this great offensive game planning that we will be known for our offense. But people talk about us. They talk about the offense because of McVay and how Goff has played this season up until this past Sunday. But it's really a defensive versus defensive battle, man, because both of these teams have great defenses. And one thing about us, bro, is we're supposed to get A'shaun Robinson back. I don't want to say back because he hadn't played for us this year. He's missed the first six games. He was out with some kind of cardiovascular problem. But he comes over, man. He's supposed to be playing our first game with us. he'll be huge for us, man, because AD, we know what he could do, man. He just raises havoc, man, and when Cass can double-team him. But A'shaun Robinson coming back, Isaac, it's huge for this defense and this defensive line, man, because he's a nose tackle, but he can play nose tackle. He can play D tackle. He can play defensive end, but they're probably going to use him at nose tackle and defensive end. Let's talk about that real quick, man, and what that means to get this dude finally on the field to help this defense out.
Well, he's a draft pick. I mean, a high draft pick. Anytime you get a player like we've talked about before, I mean, from one of these college programs that are used to winning, they have an attitude of winning. So to add another piece to our defense like that, he's accustomed to flying around, making plays, making big plays. He knows how to be in position. So he was drafted for a reason, and I think this is the perfect week for us to find out why this guy was drafted in the place he was drafted. So he can add to what we already have to defense and make that unit a little bit more special. Just as a whole, Doc. I mean, these two teams going against each other, we may look at it as a defensive battle, but at the same time, the offensive firepower that we have to offer, along with the coaching that we have, I think as a Rams team, we have a little bit more than what the Chicago Bears have. We're solidified at the quarterback position. I don't think they are, but they have they're in the making of becoming solidified at that position. But at the same time, I think we have a little bit more experience between our coach and the quarterback position. So that kind of puts us in a position to be just a little bit ahead. I don't know where Vegas is on this game right now, but, you know, just looking at the firepower that we have and the way we played last week, knowing that when, you know, professional football players sit down in a meeting room and watch film where they haven't given their best or where they could have done better, we can expect what that next game can be. I mean, we saw it happen with San Francisco last week, and it'll be no different with the Los Angeles Rams this week coming into this game versus the Chicago Bears.
And we can't have that, man. We just cannot have what we did on Sunday night, man. Sunday night football in front of the world stage, man, on national television. Prime time at that, man. We can't have it. And real quickly about A'shaun again, I like the fact that he is versatile, man. He's being added to that defense, man, because rarely do you see somebody who's really a nose tackle that can play defensive end as well, but he can do that, and he may be doing that, man. So I'm glad to have him back. But, yeah, you talk about our offense, man, and we high-powered in that Bears offense. Our offense is easily better. You know, the Bears finally switched to Nick Foles, man, benched Mitch Trubisky, and which I hated. Hell, I wish he was still out there, man, because that, man, what, man, for real, dog, that dude's some trash, man. I wish we can get him back out there, but that Rams offense, man, not as flashy as ours, but we got to bounce back. I mean, I want to forget about Sunday, man, but the only way I can forget about Sunday is once Monday night gets here and we play better than what we play. But just looking at our offense, man, and what Jared Goff is doing, and, you know, that running attack. And speaking of that running attack, Darrell Henderson, I think he set out practice on Thursday with a thigh or something. Probably not anything major. Tyler Higbee as well, but probably not anything major, man. And I know AD got the day off, but our offense, man, and, you know, man, when you're coming off a disappointing loss against a team like San Fran, how do you even approach the next week, man? You can't wait to get to the next game. Do you keep thinking about what happened in the last game? Will you be like, you know what, forget about that? Because we're a better team than the 49ers, man. We're much better than how we played. How do you go through this week, man, just trying to hurry up and rush to the next game?
Well, it's about being professional, Doc. I mean, you got to, you know, you go in that meeting room together with as an offense, as a defense, as a special teams group, and individually as a wide receiver unit. You go in there and you eat your medicine. You take and sit down and take whatever corrections the coaches have to bring up to you, and you do it without reproach, man. So you go in and receive those corrections. And when it's over, it's over. I mean, we always have a mantra called one snap and clear. I mean, if it's a good play, you know what? We move to the next one. If it's a bad play, we move to the next one. We hear many times that defensive backs, cornerbacks, safeties, they must have short memories, because you can make a big play on one play, and then the next play, you know, you probably struck for a touchdown. So you got to have a short memory, and hopefully these guys have learned to have that short memory. Come back. You got 7 weeks before the next game anytime you play. And in this case, we have an extended period of time being able to play on Monday night. And hopefully they push this game aside, receive the game plan, and let's go out and execute better than we did this past Sunday.
And it's good that we're back home, man. We were on the road in Santa Clara at San Francisco last week, man, back at SoFi Stadium at the house. So that's good, man. You know, being able to sleep in your own bed, being at the house and not having to travel and get on the plane and do all that old kind of stuff, man. But I'm just really, really looking forward to how we play, because right now, bro, I want to see who we are, man. Our record says 4-2, which looks good, you know, second in the NFC West still. But I want to see who we are, dog. We already know the four teams that we've beaten are NFC East teams, and the NFC East is horrible. Plain and simple, they're horrible. Not one of those teams in the NFC East is any good. So what are we? Who are we? Are we this dominant team? Are we these Super Bowl contenders that we've said they were because of how we've started the season, being 4-1 and shooting a dud at Buffalo in the first half before coming back and playing well before eventually losing? But who we are, man? We got to see, bro. Are we really Super Bowl contenders? Are we really this championship squad? We need to beat the 5-1 Bears, man. Damn, you know how much their offense is struggling because they got a good defense, but this is a good defensive team. And to beat a team like the Chicago Bears, man, you're going to have to grind it out. So this is going to go a long way to me, really, really, really going a long way. Not the 49ers game, but this game right here is going to go a long way to letting me see who we are, Isaac.
Well, it's definitely an opportunity for both teams going into this game to really see who they are. I mean, you have a team in the Chicago Bears. They're looking at this as an opportunity to play a team within their own outside of their division, but within their own division, the NFC West, who's proven to be a contender for that crown. So, you know, it's a travel game for these guys, and we talk many times, defense travels. This is another opportunity for the Los Angeles Rams in that high-powered offense to be on track and make some plays, explosive plays, like we've been accustomed to see. I think every game that we played thus far, save for the San Francisco game, that offense has been proficient. We've been making explosive plays on offense. Different guys have stepped up to the mic and really sung a really, really good song. And the running game is starting to pick up. So once you start to have that continuity within the offense, man, it's going to mesh and meet what the defense is doing. And at the same time, you have that perfect storm of a great team going forward, not into the playoffs right now, but into week 7, week 8, and taking 1 week at a time. And I think the Rams are on the right course, man.
We are on the right course, man. And with, you know, just looking at the matchup, man, we're averaging the Ram 388 yards a game, man, which is still sixth best in the NFL. That Bears defense is giving up 337 yards a game, which is 14th. But I'm interested in seeing that rushing attack, man, because the Bears defense allows 113 yards a game, which is 14th best. And we run 435 yards a game, which is 10th best, led by Dale Henderson, man. So I'm really, really looking forward for these matchups, man. But when we talk about the Los Angeles Rams, the first thing people talk about is Aaron Donald, which is rightfully so. 7.5 sacks, man. And Cat is just a monster, man, with what he can do and what he can't do. Ain't too much he can't do, but 6-time Pro Bowler, man, 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, reigning Defensive Player of the Year, man. And but as we talked about, you know, the Bears got that monster as well. Khalil Mack, 5-time Pro Bowler, 1 Defensive Player of the Year award. But when you look at them, man, both of them have played 100 games. Donald has played 100 games. Mac has played 100 games. But this is for AD to have 79.5 career sacks to Khalil Mack, 66 sacks. Now, I talk about Mack being a monster because he is, and AD is a monster. But, man, to have that many sacks in 100 games, more than a linebacker / defensive end, man, to be an interior lineman, that's pretty impressive, bro.
It is pretty impressive. You're talking about two of the premier defensive players in all of football right now. Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald, who we call Lil God. I think Khalil Mack is a Lil God as well. You know, these two players, they face double teams all the time. If Khalil Mack isn't being doubled, just straight up doubled by that guard and that tackle, you know, he's being chipped. I mean, you have a running back that comes out and chips him before he releases. So he's garnering a lot of attention the way he has since he was a rookie. And he's only going to have even more attention. So hopefully we have a game plan to kind of slow this guy down. It's hard to stop great players, but we need to slow him down. A great running game normally does that. You can run right at players like that at times and make this guy play the run game as well. So we saw that happen a couple of weeks ago with our guys. So It's another opportunity. Have that game plan to slow Khalil Mack down, make other guys make plays, and other guys have to step up. So if our game plan is to double Khalil Mack, the other guys are going to have to block one-on-one and win those one-on-one battles. It's just imperative that it happens that way. Give Jared Goff time to throw the football, making sure that we're able to run the football, at 4.3 yards per clip. So that's the goal. We just got to go out and execute.
And one of the big differences between us is them, man, because when you think about our Rams defense, man, you immediately be like, okay, Aaron Donald. Now, the next time you mention somebody, he's going to the secondary, Jalen Ramsey. You're not really going to mention anybody up front or in that linebacker right away. But the Bears' difference is, you mentioned Khalil Mack. Can't forget about Akeem Hicks, because Big Dog be balling too, man. Khalil has 4.5 sacks. Akeem Hicks has 3.5 sacks. So that's a 1-2 punch combination right there. And they have a very good young linebacker, Roquan Smith, man. He's gobbled up about 52 runners and pass catches so far this season. So the Rams' defense is playing well. But as I said, this game is going to be a barometer. The Bears defense has played well, and their opponents have been better than Rams opponents, man. When you look at the records and you look at the wins and losses. So I want to know, Isaac, what you think, man. See, to me, this is the most important game on the schedule so far this season for me, for the Rams. So say you.
Well, another thing, Doc, don't neglect the safety. They have a Pro Bowl safety.
Yeah.
The young kid out of South Florida. So he's a Pro Bowl safety for them as well. So they're pretty stacked on defense. Chuck Pagano has these guys flying around and playing well. Is this the most important game of the season? Absolutely it is, because it's the next game. It's that game where, like we just talked about, where you have an opportunity to push this roller coaster back up to the top with a huge performance and win in this game. So hopefully the Rams are coming out thinking about dominating from a one-on-one standpoint, dominating your position offensively and defensively, and winning some of these battles. I mean, guys can not play at their level. They can play above their heads, and they can play below their level. So hopefully, we can impose our will on this Chicago Bears team and come out with a dominating performance and win this game.
And when you're looking at the numbers, man, and looking at how the Bears have played so far this season, man, it looks like we may, if we want to score some points and score some touchdowns, man, it looks like they're going to have to be from at least 20 yards, at least 20 yards or more, man, because we can move the ball up and down the field, man. But we get in that red zone, man, it may be tough to get some points, because it looks like the Bears rank with the best red zone defense. So, and we want to get some touches, man. It looks like we're going to have to strike them for at least 20 or more, because once it gets, once that field gets smaller, man, that Bears defense gets consolidated in one little spot. It's kind of hard to score on them, man. But I really, really, really want to see how we respond, man, because Chicago 5-1. This is a team, man, they'll make you grind it out. They've won 5 games, but they've won those games by a combined 20 points. So we already know if it's a close game, the Bears can win this ball game. But I want to take the ball out of Nick Foles' hands, man, because his favorite target, when you look at it, bro, it don't matter if it's Foles, it don't matter if it's Trubisky. Allen Robinson is their favorite target, man. Dude has 66 targets so far this season. Well, he's playing well. He's a baller. He's somebody you got to watch, but he's got 40 catches, 4 yards, 2 touchdowns, 66 targets. The next most is Jimmy Graham with 36 targets, the tight end. So it's pretty much, it's easy, man, to look at the scouting report and see who they want to go to in the passing game. Once they have the ball on offense. So and I guess that's somebody Jalen Ramsey is going to be following, man. But Allen Robinson, he's a physical receiver, man. He's pretty sure-handed, so he's a problem. But we know that's who they're looking for.
Well, you got Robinson and Graham, two of the top targets on that Bears offense. They got other guys who are up and coming. They lost Cohen pretty early in the season to an ACL tear, and he won't be playing. He was pretty dynamic in what he was doing as well. But here's the thing, Doc. I mean, when you have an opportunity and a guy like Allen Robinson, who I believe is playing for a new contract, should already have it by now. But these guys are out to make statements as well. I mean, Jimmy Graham wants to prove that he's not finished as a player. Robinson wants to prove that he's much more than just a possession receiver and a guy that has garnered or earned a new contract. So another opportunity. You have Jalen Ramsey that will probably follow him everywhere and try to take Robinson out of the game as best he can. And hopefully he can do that. But it's an opportunity for Robinson. It's an opportunity for the guys that play behind Robinson. I mean, Anthony Miller they're probably looking for him to step up in some capacity. So, you know what? We have to do a great job giving attention to the guys who are earning the attention and shut these guys down as best we can.
And Rams fans, we have to tell you, man, they do have the Bears do have another guy. You just heard Isaac mention the man, receiver Anthony Miller, man. Dude can make some plays, man, if given the opportunity. I mean, he's tough. He's sure-handed, man. He has those big hands, man. He rarely misses any passes. So if Nick Foles looks for somebody other than Robinson or Graham or some of the other dudes, man, you got to keep your eye on Anthony Miller. You can't forget about him because he can make some plays on you. And he's a tough dude, man. So I'm just really, really looking forward to it. Really, really, really want to see how we play this ball game, man. And I'm really, really, I really want to see what A'shaun Robinson adds to us, man, because we need him, man. Our linebacker crew, you know, the numbers look good, man, but, you know, defense really needs to step up. Even though you look at the numbers, man, the defense playing well, man. You look at the rankings and all that stuff, but Isaac, man, they still missed way too many damn tackles, bro. I think I saw somewhere, man, we've missed a total of 43 tackles or something. It's not the worst in the league. It's about in the middle, but that's just too many, dog. You can't win championships, man, first of all, when you miss tackles, man. So we got to do a better job of tackling. I know what you're probably going to say like everybody else. He had no training camp, man. He said you can't be physical, man. Well, didn't nobody else have physical training camp either, man. So that's something we got to be better at. But looking on the bright side, we're still 4-2, and the defense has put up some good numbers and still can get much, much better, bro.
I think you throw the training camp, the preseason games excuse out of the window right now. So I think it's time to really step up and really play the football that, you know, we're accustomed to playing. I mean, fundamental football is tackling, making sure you wrap guys up, getting your hat and your head in the right place when you're striking guys. So absolutely. I mean, there's a part where players have to look in the mirror for themselves and ask yourself, am I doing everything I can do to make this team successful? So tackling's a part of that. I mean, going back to the drawing board, making sure that these coaches are putting these guys in the best position to make plays. And when that's done, these guys have to step up, make their plays, make the tackles. If they're tipping the football, they have to get the turnovers, create turnovers. And I think we have enough on that team, enough in that locker room to get those jobs done.
And we got to run the ball, man. We got to run the ball, bro. Period, man. We've said it over and over again. I know I have, man. When we run the ball, man, we're a much better team, and our chances of winning go way up, man. And Darrell Henderson, as I say, man, he should be running back one, bro. He's averaging really pretty much, man, 5 yards a carry. So he ran well last Sunday night, man. Should have got more carries, man. We didn't run the ball nearly enough, and we ended up with an L, 24-16. Still almost could have won the game, but even though, you know, Jared Goff threw an interception in the end zone, man, you know, they outplayed us. I mean, that interception, that turnover didn't have anything to do with us winning. I mean, with us losing the game. So we got to run the rock, man. Sean McVay, man, we got to run the rock, man. And I think the Bears know we're going to come out and do that because their running game really, really isn't that good. But with us missing tackles, what we have been, especially on Sunday night, man, I'm pretty sure they're going to probably try to take advantage of that. But, Isaac, we talked about Sam Sloman. They didn't cut him. They brought another kicker in, though, Kai Forbath. So I don't know if they're just trying to prove a point to him, trying to put some pressure on his ass. I don't know, dog. I mean, I don't even know how you had two kickers on there. But I guess they're trying to give the young fella a chance. But, you know, kicking competition, man, I don't know if I can trust the dude, man. So hopefully if we use Kai, I guess that's how you say his name, Kai Forbath, he comes in to do something. But got to tackle better, got to come out focused, got to come out from the jump, which I think we will. It's got to be a rebound game. And I think we got to stick to the rushing attack, man. We got to get back to what the formula is, brother.
Doc, this is a different season, man. It's one of those seasons, you know, due to the pandemic, where NFL teams can, you know, have and add more people to the roster, more people to the practice squad, and some veterans who normally wouldn't be eligible for the practice squad can now be added to your practice squad. So, you know, bringing in another kicker, not surprised. I don't think the administration, the head coaches, and our general managers are happy with the production that we've been or not been getting from the kicking position in the kicking game. So, listen, you're always being evaluated. Everybody's being evaluated, even our kicker. And if you're not getting the job done, there are people out there on the street, and some of these guys are practicing every day. I pass by high schools quite often, and I see guys out there by themselves with a little kicking tee. They're practicing their craft. They're creating their own opportunity. So when that opportunity knocks, they answer the call, and a team brings them in. Now, it's only competition, Doc. It's what we like. I mean, as a professional, as an athlete, we like the competition because that competition always pulls that potential out of us. And this is no different for the Los Angeles Rams and our kicking situation.
Man, I don't want to waste up no two spots for no kicker, though. That's two spots, man, for a kicker? We shouldn't have to do that, dog.
We shouldn't have to. We shouldn't, but it's got to get done because, hey, Doc, if it's not happening in any other position, you know, you have to bring somebody in. I know we look at the kicker as he's not important until he is important. And you know what? We gotta fix that spot, man. That spot has to be fixed.
Now, the kicker is extremely important. I just don't call them football players because they're not football players. They're just on a football team. But they're extremely important, man. But how much more do you give Sloman, man? How much more, man? How much more? How many more opportunities, bro?
How much more would I give him? This would be my ultimate game for him right here. I mean, because how many times have we seen kickers, just during the regular season, everybody's playing a Sunday at 1 o'clock. He misses a big kick or makes a big kick. We talk about it for a little while, but then it just, you know, it just messes because we have a plethora of games. But then you have this Monday night game. You have this Sunday night game or Thursday night game where the game is big. You have two teams vying for playoff position and you ask the kicker to make a game winning kick and he misses. Guess what, Doc? We talking about him to everybody is talking about him until the following week. So that's a lot of pressure on the guys, man. If he doesn't make it, I mean, hey, I'm looking for someone, man. Your name is in the news all week. You don't want that for that reason.
And that's the thing about it, man. Seriously, man, I'm not going to talk about kickers anymore. I mean, any longer on this episode after this. But, bro, you really shouldn't talk about the kickers at all, man. Because if they make the field goal or the extra point, damn it, that's what you're supposed to do. I don't care if it's 70 yards. Good job. Get off the field, man. I'll holler at you because that's all you do. You're supposed to do that. So we really shouldn't have to talk about the kickers at all. And really the only time we do is when they tripping like Sam Sloman, man. And I know you're a rookie, but guess what, Rook? I know you young. This is professional football, man. These are grown man situations. Cats' livelihoods depend on your right leg and your right foot and those how many toes you got? Your five toes on your right foot. So, but bro, right now, and lastly on Sloman. How do you get him to prove himself? Do you keep rolling him out there, man, and let him kick? Or do you let Forbath come in and kick? I mean, I want to see how the Rams going to do this, man. It can't just be in practice. You got to see if Sloman can go out there and do it. But do you keep running him out there, though?
Well, I tell you what, I got a little bit more respect for kickers than you do. Oh, I mean, you say they make the kick. That's their job, right? Yeah. All right, let me ask you a question. A receiver catches the ball, catches a game-winning touchdown. That's his job too, right?
That's his job, yeah.
Quarterback throws a precise pass at the right time. That's his job, correct?
Yes.
Well, we all have a job. Now, for me, there is a line that you draw in the sand where you say, you know what, I'm not crossing this line anymore. Do your job. You have a job to do, do your job. And you better start doing your job well because everyone's depending on you, man. I mean, the whole everything, man, you can be down in a game. You can be backed up 92 yards. You get 89 of those yards, and you go in and expect another football player to come in, do his job, kicking the game-winning field goal, and we move on to the next week. So people are depending on you. There is a line that you draw. I don't know where the Rams' line is, Sean McVay's line is, Les Snead's line is. I'm not sure, but there is a line. Bro, do your job, or we're going to replace you. It's as simple as that.
And I got to correct you. You said a football player comes in. You have a specialist, a guy on the football.
We're all specialists.
Look, man, look, this is why I say that, bro, because receivers in every other position, man, they do conditioning. A lot of them do tackling drills. You know, quarterback even get in there sometimes, man, but they get contact. They hit. They have to be hit. Sometimes they got to hit. They do weight training. They do conditioning. Not saying kickers don't. They do. But I just have business of, you know, kickers chilling, man, while we practicing. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, bro. I ain't trying to piss off all of them, but if I am, I don't care because you a kicker. Throw them hands, kicker. I ain't never seen a kicker throw them hands either. So that's why I speak the way I speak. Show me a kicker that can really throw them hands. I ain't seen one. So I'm going to speak how I want to speak. But that's why I'm saying, man. I ain't trying to I know you. I know Jeff Wilkins, your guy. You talked about him, son. And nothing but respect for Jeff Wilkins, man, because he used to make the kicks. You know, he's a dog.
I've seen Jeff Wilkins with making big kicks, and I've seen him with neck braces on the following Mondays from making tackles. So he would stick his nose in the mix. It's a choice.
And that's the point. I watched Jeff Wilkins do that as well. I'm just saying, man. Slowman, that's it, man. You know, I ain't talking about your ass no more, bro. I hope if you get in there, man, you better make some kicks on Monday Night Football, man. But Bears, Los Angeles Rams, man, back at the house. I say, man, this is the most important game on the schedule, man, so far this season, because we got to prove ourselves against a team that has a great defense, man, and a team that really can make a run in the NFC, man, that you may end up having to see in the playoffs or something. But I say that Isaac says it's the most important game because it's the next game on the schedule, which is true, but we got to prove we can beat a team, man, outside the NFC East, man. And this is an opportunity for that, man. So anything you want to add before we get up out of here, bro? I got a Rams win on Monday night. I'm just going to keep rolling with us, man, because we got to win this game, dog.
Yeah, absolutely, man. This is that bounce back game that I believe the Rams will have. Guys like Cooper Kupp step up. Robert Woods, they'll step up and make big plays. Our tight ends, Everett and Higby, they'll be there to make big plays. So absolutely, I expect our guys to come out, show up and show out in a big way.
And Goff got to start looking for Robert Woods again, man. I think his targets has kind of gone down, man. I know receivers can kind of get a little upset and a little pissed off on that, man. But, bro, they got to look for him, man. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, Cooper Kupp has some targets, and I think Robert Woods' targets are right there. But you got to give this dude more opportunities to make plays, and Higbee and Gerald Everett, man. I mean, you got to do it. You got to use them.
Now, when wide receivers say what you just said, they're labeled as divas. when we say exactly what you just said, you get that diva stamp. Why is that?
Well, because y'all are divas, dog. But at the same time, man, when the record is still 4-2, you just can't come out crying about the ball, man. When the record is still pretty good, so that's why. But come on, man, if we're gonna be truthful about this thing, you are an enigma set apart because you didn't cry about the. But every receiver I know, bro, every receiver I've seen, they do cry about the football. Y'all know y'all do. Y'all are divas, man. Y'all are the divas on the field.
Well, you got to respect them if they're crying and they're 4-2. If they're 2-4 and they're crying, you got to respect their cry. Respect the cry, Doc. Respect it.
There's no crying in football, man. But anyway, bro, that's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we are out.